going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All I can worry about is right now, Joe, and tonight, and putting a stranglehold on this series if I'm the Warriors. And I know the Rockets are going to come out swinging. And I know I have Stephen Curry and Jimmy Butler. Now, am I going to get the games that they had the other night on Sunday? And we talked about that. And we did this exercise yesterday. Do you need more or less or the same from all the players that played on Sunday? And I think both of you and I were in lockstep saying, if we can get the same Steph and Jimmy games that we had on Sunday, you'd be happy with that. 31 points.
Close to it.
So 56 points, so around 50 points combined would be great.
I think that's reasonable.
Some efficiency from both of them. Yeah, I think so. Well, and Jimmy on the defensive end was just a godsend. Five steals? Are you kidding me?
But the thing I love about the way that Jimmy's been playing right now, and this is why I'm kind of like, not that I'm eye-rolling, but I'm eyebrow up on what Ryan Holland said. Like, oh, I haven't seen the real Jimmy. Like, I don't think they need scoring Jimmy.
Well, we have that sound that you're alluding to.
I'd like to.
So Ryan Hollins, who again joined us last hour, Rockets TV color analyst, 10-year NBA vet, Ryan Hollins. You can find that entire interview on YouTube. He's still waiting for more from one Jimmy Butler.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
That Jimmy Butler is really good. Like, he's playing 40 minutes and he's pacing himself through those 40 minutes. But Jimmy still doesn't look as comfortable as you'd expect in a Golden State uniform. doesn't quite look like Jimmy Butler. I don't think he has a problem deferring, but he's not the Jimmy that we've seen. Not to say that's not in there, but I don't know if they can win with him not being at 100%. Right now, he's at 80 to 90. There are moments where he takes over. Looks like he's looking to be more of a facilitator than scorer. And then kind of he's saying, hey, after everything settled down, then I'll score the basketball. Definitely smart move to play through Steph. But I don't know if that's Jimmy being the best version of Jimmy. And we'll see what that looks like tonight. Now, Jimmy comes into play. I don't think that's something that that Houston's really quantified for.
It's so funny how we view these things, because I watched that game and I thought Jimmy was brilliant. I thought he picked and chose his spots brilliantly. I thought that he would hit a big bucket late on a midi, played great defense. I think that situationally he's been amazing. You know, I always used to see, it's like, well, I mean, you know, Jerry Rice didn't do X, Y, and Z. Well, yeah, because he did all the bulk of his work in the first three quarters.
Right.
And then at the end of the game, you ran the ball down their throat with Roger Craig. You didn't need Jerry Rice at the end of the game. You picked and choose your spots.
Yeah.
You know, and so I look at Jimmy Butler kind of playing like on a team similar to the way that 80s 49er team was, in that it was balanced. And so, yeah, you do your work early, and then situationally late, you pick and choose your spots, and it's a better version of you. I don't think the best version of Jimmy is 45 every single night, dragging this team to near exhaustion. That's not the best version of Jimmy. I think the best version is what we see right here, where, hey, Steph takes a couple of possessions where he's the primary, you're the primary, a couple other possessions. You can hunt certain guys off ball defensively. At times, you take the main assignment on the perimeter defensively and you lock down. But I don't think wearing himself to the nub for all 48 minutes of a game is the best version of any player.
No, you don't want that at all, because as much as we love playoff Jimmy and what he did with the Miami Heat, you saw it taking a toll on him in the finals, in the conference finals. The wear and tear is there, and then he's going to have some bad games, because you know what? He's the only player on those Heat teams that was getting his own shot off anytime he wanted, and then he was forcing it. And because no one else was making the shot, he had to put it all on him. Now he's got Stephen Curry. Again, we have to get this out of our mindsets, and I'm not saying Ryan Hollins is doing this. This guy's played in the league for 10 years. He knows his stuff. But I do think there's some bias, and it's hard for us to separate the two. There's Miami Jimmy and there's Golden State Jimmy. There are different expectations for both of those players. In Miami, he was 1A.
Yeah.
In Golden State, he's 1B. He is. At times, he could be 1A, but he doesn't need to be that guy that he was in Miami.
Won by 10 going away.
They did. 25 points for him, 10 of 19. And it didn't feel like he was rushing or he was doing anything out of the ordinary.
I thought he was brilliant.
I thought he was controlled. I thought he was calm. And you followed up that question to him because you were a little like, huh, really? Because I think he's been playing well. So this is your follow-up question to Ryan Hollins and how he responded on why he thinks Jimmy doesn't look quite comfortable yet in Golden State.
The Jimmy Butler as a 1A, Jimmy Butler as a 1B is really good. But I think there's moments where he can even look for his shot more. It's not that Jimmy played bad at all. I think Jimmy's doing an unbelievable job trying to fit in trying to do the things necessarily for the team to win. But I think for big, big success for Golden State, he's going to have to be even more aggressive. And again, he does. He's a great defender. He knows how to fit in. He knows how to cut. But he's playing within the offense. And Jimmy's a loud personality. You've got a loud game. And I'm not saying that right now. It's not that saying that he's playing bad. But I still think with this trade happening midseason, he's trying to figure out how to be the best version of himself within it. And obviously, you can never go wrong deferring to Steph, facilitating, getting guys open looks. You've seen the immediate impact. He's absolutely made the team better. But for elite levels, I think Jimmy's got to be Jimmy. And I'm not necessarily seeing that right now.
I think another way to phrase it with what Ryan might be trying to say is, are we seeing the best version of Jimmy Butler right now? Is this the best version that we will see of Jimmy Butler in a Golden State Warriors uniform? Because I do think there's a little bit more he could do, and he still has moments to, like, this is game two we're on. Like, can we, like, relax a little bit? That was game one of round one of the NBA playoffs. There are still many, and I mean many, moments still to happen in these playoffs, and we hope there are many more because that means we're talking Warriors basketball for the next month or so. But I do think there is still more to Jimmy Butler, and there is a big Jimmy Butler game still to happen. That was a big game in game one, but even bigger than that, because there's going to be nights where Steph might not have it. We've seen it. Steph might not have it, and Jimmy's going to have to take over. Is this the best version we are seeing of Jimmy Butler right now? Or could he be better?
I mean, there's two different questions. Like, are you more statistically prolific or are you making more winning plays, right? Because those are two separate things. Let me ask you this. Best version of Kobe, best version of him, was it with a dynamic number two or a number one and he was the number two or whatever, whether you thought Gasol or Shaq? It wasn't him by himself.
No, well,
I know that.
He was asked the question, actually. I think when he retired, he said, are you picking eight? Like, which was with his number eight, or are you picking 24 Kobe with Pau? And he said, I'm picking number eight. He's like, I think I was a better player. I think it was more physically ready. And I had Shaq. Like, there was part of that that was with it. But he said he was picking eight.
Okay.
But again, I hear you.
If you ask Dwayne Wade, Dwayne, what was the best version of you? Was it when you were solo act, or was it when LeBron showed up and the two of you worked in tandem?
Probably LeBron.
Exactly.
Because he heightened everything about him.
I just, in NBA, I don't know why we do these things where we're like, you're like, oh my God. You know, for example, the game that when all the guys were hurt, right? KD got hurt and Klay was hurt and Steph went for like 47 against the Toronto Raptors. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. What an individually prolific game. And he was brilliant in that game. You ask him, would you rather do that? Or would you rather have 30 and win by 10 going away like he did in game one against the Rockets?
Right.
I think almost every single player in the history of the game, outside of the selfish ones, would choose the I'm more efficient, better version, got more left in the tank at the end of the game, and we win by 10 going away.
I think people get so upset about super teams or tandems, and it's like, you need to do it by yourself. It's why we hold that Dirk Nowitzki run in such high regard for the Dallas Mavericks. It was Dirk. It was one of the great. And listen,
he played with Jason Kidd, Sean Marion, Jason Terry. Like, they were,
I know.
It was like a who's who of Tyson, some of the best players.
Tyson
of that
Chandler.
Era.
Yes. There was very good team.
Even though they were old, they were really good.
Yes. But it was the run, right? They got through the Lakers. They got through the Spurs, right on, the Thunder, the Heatles.
Kawhi did it alone.
Exactly.
I was like, no. Even though Marc Gasol, Lowry,
Pascal Siakam.
I mean,
Fred VanVleet was
Ibaka.
Really good. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there were other players that were really good.
But we love to do that because I think what the Warriors did is when they got their quote-unquote super team and dominated the league, everyone else felt some type of way about it. So now we go hyper in the opposite direction. And there's... listen to what I'm about to say. There's people that probably believe if Jimmy Butler wins a title this year, people will hold those Heat runs that he had individually and not winning a title on those runs higher than winning a title with Golden State. Like, it sounds absurd.
No, they're not.
No, they will, because they're saying, well, he did it with not a lot of help. Like, that
the
was
Warriors
incredible.
Were, like, barely a 10 seed when he got here.
I know. And he was a big reason. Like, he's probably going to be the reason. Him and Steph, if they do indeed win this thing, it's going to be 1A, 1B. It's going to be Jason Tatum, Jalen Brown. It's like, who won the finals MVP?
Joe, you name a champion, okay?
I'm just telling you, that's what it's...
No,
that,
I know,
that's how
I know. But you're right. And it's so dumb, the exercise. But you name me a champion that didn't have contributions from the others.
There's none.
There's not one. Like, everyone brings up the big three in Boston, right? That one title. Dude, me, as a local guy, Leon Poe. Like, right. If you just say that title, the first name that comes to my mind, Leon Poe. You know what's the second name that comes to my mind? And this is me, James Posey.
That's
a
good one.
Freaking awesome.
I think of Rajon Rondo.
Rajon Rondo, exactly.
Might be the most underrated point guard in his era.
Were any of those guys the best players on that? No, but they all had moments. They had moments in those games. You know what I mean? Like, Steph in 2022, which, let's go local, right? Steph in 2022. They don't win that without Klay. They don't win that without Otto Porter Jr. Yeah. They don't win that without Draymond and Looney and even Jordan Poole having moments, right? There's so many different guys.
The Elites had a moment.
Exactly. So it's the first takery, and I bring up someone like Perkins, like the way that we talk about this game, basketball, disproportionately to how the game should be discussed versus the way the other sports, it's just... And honestly, it's a headache for me.
And there's people I want to talk about. Greg Filmo.
It really bugs. Come on, man. We've been watching this game forever. If you're a fan of the game, like, teams win and lose. Yes, of course, stars are going to carry the day. Teams win and lose.
Listen, and Ryan Hollins is within his rights to talk about it. He didn't, and I want to be careful here, because he didn't say Jimmy's playing bad. He did not say that at all. He says he's actually playing pretty well. I think he could be playing better.
I don't want... If Jimmy's going for 50-something, that means everything else on the floor is not working well.
Well, he's an aggressive, more of an aggressive mindset shooting the ball.
It's like picking and shooting. Like, I wanted another Jimmy ISO down the stretch when that game got a little close. That's a reasonable thing to say.
Right.
But it, like, I need Jimmy to score 58 in this game.
No, that's ridiculous. I do not want that, any scenario at all.
That's predictable.
Let's go to Filmo Mike.
What's
he
up,
has some
Filmo?
Thoughts on these Ryan Hollins, Jimmy comments. Filmo,
what's
how
up,
you doing?
Filmo? I miss you, buddy.
Hey, man. Ryan Hollins. Y'all ain't see that clip where Ryan Hollins got a messed up hairline? He did something. But, man, he don't even believe himself, man. So, with that being said, I don't like how he was talking about Jimmy Butler in regards to himself. Like, why does that matter? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like when Warrior fans be like, well, I want Steph to get it. I want the Warriors to get it.
Thanks.
So I can care less if Jimmy Butler is, you know, he's not at his optimal self. Are the Warriors at their optimal self with Jimmy not being at their optimal self? Well, okay. Well, if that's the case, well, I want that. I don't want Jimmy at his optimal self and the Warriors not at their optimal self. I want the exact opposite. So, like, I don't really care how Jimmy looks on that level. I care how the Warriors look. Mm. And I just feel like Ryan Hollins, he's kind of like getting in his, he kind of like, he trying to be loyal. I mean, he kind of got to do that. You can't go in there and you the person and be like, oh, I think the Warriors are going to win. I feel like if the Warriors don't pull at Minnesota Timberwolves, they can win the game. If they stick to the script, people say the Rockets didn't play that well. Well, the Warriors didn't play that well as well. The Warriors could have played better as well. So, like, if they just stay focused, I agree with you, Shasky, to a certain extent with Draymond. This is a game where I feel like Draymond could really, like, he could keep them in the game to the third quarter, and then Houston look up and it's like, oh, man, we got a dogfight again with them. And that's when they're going to start getting nervous. I totally agree.
I completely agree with you.
Thank you, Filmo.
You know,
I'm looking up that hairline, by the way, Ryan Hollins. He did pull a Carlos Boozer at one point with the spray paint on top. I'm not mad at the guy. My hairline.
What do they call that? Beijing, isn't it like Beijing ink or something?
Well, I just call it the spray paint because that's what it looked like. But that's all right.
It
you know
has
what?
A specific name.
You know what? I'm not in a position to be complimenting or talking about other people's hair.
I'm losing mine at the top. Right. It's not good. Look at Carter.
I am too.
It's all right. Sam's flexing on everyone back there with the golden locks.
I've learned.
I wouldn't know that feeling.
I learned though, like with the Walter Goggins, if you just grow your hair longer and longer, you could slick it over the bald spot.
Thanks. It helps when you're like a millionaire too, like Walton Goggins, but I won't get into that.
The point about like, I just want the Warriors to win. I feel the same way. And this whole thing about like credit and it's just absurd.
It's what we do now. It's who gets more credit for wins. Finals MVP was something we talked about ad nauseum. Well, Steph doesn't have a finals MVP until he finally got one.
Joe, when you lose, everyone's an orphan and we place blame on individuals. When you win, everyone reaps the reward.
It's specific.
Everyone.
But it's specifically
win.
An NBA thing. Have you noticed
because
that?
Because of the way the game's discussed by people like Kendrick Perkins. Like, and it's a disservice to the sport as a whole.
Like, are you knocking Tom Brady for not getting a Super Bowl MVP against the Rams that one time because it went to Julian Edelman?
Who was the MVP of the finals last year? I don't even know.
Oh, Jaylen Brown. It was okay, Jaylen Brown. No, that wasn't, and it was a talking point. Okay. Well, Jaylen Brown's a better player than Jason Tatum because Jason Tatum had a better
they
game
were a great
six
team.
Or five.
They were a great
beat
team.
Him.
As Peyton Pritchard, who I said all year was going to be sixth man of the year, got sixth man of the year.
There you go. Put money on it?
What?
Should have put money on it.
Well, no, I just talk about it every day as a living.
Oh, okay.
You know, I got to like my try hard white guys off
you
the bench.
You love your try hard.
I do.
Austin Reeves, big game.
But no, but like they made a great trade for Holiday. They brought in Porzingis, which was a big risk. Horford's been around forever. That's a great team. Yeah. You know what they don't care in Boston? Who won finals MVP?
No.
They don't care. They just know that they finally won a championship with that core.
They want the banners. They want to be
exactly.
One ahead of the Lakers. They want to keep winning and winning and winning. It doesn't matter who wins finals MVP.
Look, at the end of a guy's career, you want to stack things up and look at it. But, like, come on. Like, Edgar Renteria won the World Series MVP for the Giants that year. I thought it should have went to Lincecum. Do I lose sleep over it?
You
no. You know why? Because in Giants fans' hearts, Tim Lincecum is forever immortalized. Because they won.
You know what's funny? Well, I shouldn't say funny because it might happen. Is if the Warriors do win the title this year and Jimmy Butler wins the finals MVP, I'm just telling you, there are going to be some people calling in.
Yeah, they're called losers.
Well, they're going to be feeling some type of way about it.
Yeah, well, you know what I'll be feeling some kind of way when we're on
Market
Street.
You're
going
to get a Jimmy Butler jersey is what you're going to be
doing. When we're on Market Street and we're all celebrating, it won't matter one iota. No one will care. No one will be riding Bart into Market Street to celebrate at the parade and like, oh, it should have been Steph as the MVP. You know what they're going to say? Steph got his fifth. This team got their fifth. Can you believe that he has more than LeBron James?
Right.
I don't think we're even going to care at all. Like, we're not. We're not going to care at all.
Some people will. 888-957-9570.
I would argue it wouldn't be even more improbable than the 2010 championship for the simple fact that I thought this team was dead in the water.
Of the Giants, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
It would be one of the most improbable championship runs. It would wipe away 2022 in terms of improbability. It would be I'm talking about in season, how you felt. Like, I knew the 2010 team was a good team. They went on a tear. It's like, wow, now winning the championship, whoa, that was like a stretch. I thought this team was a lottery team. I literally made an argument, maybe you should think about possibly pooping for Coop.
Poop for Coop? Let's go.
Well, it'd also be the lowest seed to ever win in the NBA history.
Yeah.
I mean, see, I didn't even contemplate that. What is the Rockets currently sixth, like in 94 or whatever?
Now,
93?
The Heat did get to the finals, I think, as the seventh or the eighth recently.
They were the
eighth seed. So they did get to a finals, but they lost to the Denver Nuggets.
That
obviously
would be the conversation I'd be having, which is like, wow, how improbable is this? How great is it that I thought Dre was cooked a couple years ago and they came back and won this? Steve Kerr, my God, how can we ever doubt him? Like, those are the things I would be talking about. You know what Kendrick Perkins would be talking about? Huh. Yeah. It's Jimmy's title. It's this guy's. Right. That's like, dude, no one here cares
about
that.
It's only the NBA, and that's a little bit why the sport's covered that way, because some fans, I put in quote unquote, like it talked about that way. And I think that goes back to Skip Bayless, Stephen A. There's a whole history of how the game is talked about today, and it goes back to them. And that's a whole different story.
Why can't we do this? Why can't we do this? Wow. This version of Jimmy's the most efficient we've ever seen because he's got Curry on the team. You'll never hear it phrased that way.
Well, you just did. There you go. You start the narrative, Joe.
I'm talking about on First Take.
I know. Well, get on there. Shannon Sharp, he's going to be gone, and I'll leave an absence. You get in. You fill in. All right? You go on with Stephen A.
I mean, this is like when the Niners, you know, won running the ball down your throat. Like, Raheem Mostert was unbelievable. And Jimmy only threw eight times.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.